Step 4. Listening for comprehension. Listen to the speech carefully and write down the words and phrases you hear.
We should not let elementary school kids use smartphones.
We all know smartphones are fantastic sources of information. When used appropriately, they can be great learning tools, tools for social interaction, and, of course, entertainment. Overall, there are good reasons to give children smartphones. We can keep in touch with them at all times, know where they are in the city, and show them how to learn on their own. In short, it's only normal for parents to deal with their children's request for a smartphone at some point. However, evidence shows that smartphones are distracting tools. A study conducted at Rice University in Texas showed that smartphones not only distract students from their studies, they are not very helpful to the learning process. Because smartphones are always on, students have difficulty separating social networking activities from valuable studying, reading, and preparing time. When we consider what young people most often do when using smartphones, the popular idea that smartphones can improve learning is easily contradicted. What is more shocking is the growing number of Japanese elementary school children becoming addicted to smartphones. According to the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications, about 35% of Japanese elementary school students owned a cell phone in 2013, which is 20% more than data gathered 3 years earlier. In 2014, children between the ages of 10 and 19 spend 3 hours and 15 minutes per day, on average, on their smartphones. Not only can smartphone overuse damage children's eyesight and give them stiff shoulders, many are becoming overly attached to their smartphones. It can therefore become very difficult for parents or teachers to tell them to put their smartphones down. Research conducted at the Medical Addiction Center in Yokosuka City shows that smartphones may contribute to health-related problems among children and some children's refusal to attend school. Smartphone overuse has been shown to lead to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, and depression. What is rarely talked about is the fact that belonging to an SNS can be a source of anxiety for young children. The need to be in constant cyber contact with friends can lead young children to overlook important norms in face-to-face communication, which are essential to adult life. In addition to smartphones becoming distractions and children becoming addicted, parents and children have to face a range of other problems, including cheating, cyberbullying, and invasion of privacy. To avoid these problems, parental control simply isn't enough. At least until they graduate, elementary school children should not have smartphones. Although drastic, this measure is effective in reducing the negative impact of smartphone overuse among children.